Joining us in the doghouse, Suluki head baseball coach Lance Rhodes. Coach, welcome. Congratulations on another perfect weekend.
Well, I appreciate it, and thanks for having me.
You've been home a lot. I mean, a lot lately. I mean, you couldn't have drawn up a schedule in a normal year that has you at home this much, could you have?
No, it was really a, you know, kind of worked out perfectly. We had a couple road trips due to COVID. Some of the teams had to cancel, you know, some conference restrictions. We had a couple Big Ten weekends, and when they went to conference only, we were scrambling around looking to try some, find some replacement teams. So we actually picked up two weekends at home that we were supposed to be on the road. So, you know, additional six home games. And, you know, that was the one thing, you know, with us having the turf surface, you know, I think we need to, in future years, try to bump up the amount of home games that we have, you know, just the ability to play in a ballpark where you're comfortable with, you know, sleep in your own beds, have a routine that, you know, you're used to. All those things are all good. So the more home games, the better. You know, it's been nice to be at home for, you know, that stretch that we were. And, you know, we were hoping to play well during that time, and we did. And now it's time to hit the road again and kind of see what we can do on a different environment.
Yeah. The offensive numbers are eye-popping, but your bullpen really saved the bacon on Saturday, and that come-from-behind win against Northern Illinois, and again yesterday.
Yeah, you know, Trey came out, and we've had a couple guys that have been scuffling a little bit, and Trey, you know, Trey McDaniel is one of those guys, and, you know, he came out in the seventh inning, and, you know, he was scuffling a little bit through that seventh. And we were chipping away offensively there in the seventh and made it a little bit closer. And then Trey goes out and throws up a zero in the eighth. And, you know, we have the big inning there in the eighth with the big hit that kind of sealed the deal there with JT Weber hitting the ball down the line. And then McDaniel goes back out there in the ninth and throws up another zero for a big, you know, that was a big momentum swing there going into the, you know, the second game of the doubleheader. But, and then you look at Noah Farmer, what he did yesterday coming in the fourth inning and throwing, I believe it was five, you know, shutout innings there in relief, which was huge. And, you know, he really had a fantastic week. If you look at what he did, I mean, he started on Tuesday against Austin Peay and threw three, you know, really quality innings on Austin Peay, got us off to a good start, and came on Sunday and throws five more. He threw eight shutout innings this week, which was phenomenal. So, you know, just some really good performances from guys out of the pen, which was huge.
Coach, this is Mike Murphy. I wanted to go back to that offense for a minute. The heck with the pitching. I don't care about that. I like the offense. 273 runs, you know, nation-leading there. I was all ready to talk about a local kid, JT Weber, and then Philip Archer comes out and does what he does. I mean, it's like you've got two or three Hercules, and you just pick which one, says, today it's your turn. I mean, this has got to be for the fans that come out and for the, you know, team itself. It's got to be fun to have so much offense. It's just, you're almost bursting at the seams.
Well, the big key, and I've said this several times, we haven't just had to rely on one or two guys throughout the entire lineup to create the offense or to be able to drive in the runs. And, you know, I think that's why you look at where we're at offensively and, you know, leading the nation and runs scored. It's because it truly has been an entire offensive lineup that's been relentless from 1 through 9. And, you know, it's hard when you count on just a couple guys to be the core of the offense, because when those guys are going good, you know, usually you score some runs. But when those guys go cold, then you typically have a tough time scoring. And, you know, we've had moments where guys have been scorching hot and guys have been cold. But because of the number of amount of guys that we have in our lineup that have an offensive presence, you know, it's like one guy goes a little bit cold and the next guy is going hot. And, you know, we just have so many guys right now in the lineup that are good offensive pieces that it's hard for an opponent to really lock in for, you know, a full 27 outs without, you know, caving at some point. And it's a fun offense to coach because they have a lot of different ways that they can be successful. You know, we got a lot of team speed. We can handle the bat, you know, we can do some small ball things, even though we typically haven't done a ton of it this year because we've just had so much success with, you know, driving the ball in the gap and, you know, even hitting the ball over the fence. So, But there's a lot of different ways, so it's an exciting brand of offense, I can tell you that.
So basically, your toughest job is just to fill out that lineup card and go out and hand it in and let them, because really, when you have, just like a basketball team or anything else, when you have guys that are going well or everybody's hitting or you've got power on your bench and people want to play and they want to get at bats, sometimes that is challenging to get the right lineup, the right combination to the right guy who's hot at the moment.
Yeah, and the one thing that I will give our players credit, there's a couple players that play every single day no matter what, but there's two or three guys that, depending on the matchup on the mound, you know, we kind of platoon some areas, and our guys who are in those roles, I know they want to play every day, but they have not complained one time. And, you know, that's the balance of our offense right now that makes it so tough, is that we've got a pretty good split of, you know, we can put six left-handed hitters in the lineup on any given day, or we can put, you know, about six right-handed hitting hitters in the lineup every single day. So we have the ability to really match up and kind of combat the pitching matchup on the other side, which I think has been a huge part of our success offensively, just being able to kind of take away, you know, typically you got the right on right slider or curveball or left on left curveball slider that gives those hitters a lot of fits, and, you know, being able to kind of neutralize that by putting a lineup structure together that kind of matches that opposing pitcher has been super helpful.
Talking to Lance Rhodes, Saluki baseball coach, had a chance to see a few of your games. And one of the things that, and again, Mike Murphy, he's, you know, all a flutter over the offense and all those big numbers and all that. But, you know, I'm a defensive guy. And, you know, for all the runs and hits that you guys have put up, you prevented a whole heck of a lot of them up there. I don't know that I've seen, and I'd be curious to get Mike Reese's take on this because he's seen more Saluki baseball than me. I don't know that I've seen a Saluki baseball defense make routine plays look so effortless than they have this last couple. Are you seeing that as well, Coach?
Yeah, I made this statement a couple times before the season got started that I thought we had a chance to be one of the better defensive teams in the country, especially when you put us on a turf surface. You know, kind of like I was talking offensively with our foot speed, you know, we've got a lot of range on the infield. We got a lot of range on the outfield, and you know, we, for the most part, we're very mature. We're very old on the field. The game really doesn't speed up on us. We don't, you know, get, you know, out of control with our thoughts and actions out there. And, you know, we're just really, really good at dominating the routine play. The one thing that I will say is that we've made some really difficult plays look fairly easy defensively. And, you know, it just goes to the credit of, you know, how good some of those guys are defensively. I mean, you look right up the middle of everything. You know, we've got, you know, I believe we've got one of the best defensive center fielders in our league. You know, we've got a really good middle infield there that's just very mature and old. And, you know, we've got two good catchers in the back of it. So, and then you got, you know, Ian Walters over at third base who, you know, he didn't even really play third base until about the fourth game of the year for us last year. And, you know, we just threw him over there because of a need. And he's played third base as about as good as anybody I've ever had in college. And just a really naturally gifted athlete. And I think probably the one person who doesn't get the credit that he deserves is Philip Archer over at first base. And, you know, you look at our fielding percentage, you know, it's really good, but a lot of that has to do with the fact that, you know, Phil is phenomenal over there. I can't tell you the last time he hasn't picked a ball. You know, it seems like every single time he just picks our infielders up, and he just does a phenomenal job. So it's a really good combination with those guys defensively and offensively as far as how we can, you know, combat the other opponent, whether we outscore them or we prevent runs. You know, it's good to win both ways.
Reigning Valley Player of the Week, Philip Archer, by the way. Taking the show on the road to Bradley this weekend. What do we know about the Braves? I mean, standings-wise, they're kind of grouped in the same group we are. You know, maybe a, you know, game under 500, played about seven or eight games, kind of in that bunch. What do we know about the Braves this weekend?
Yeah, it's so early with the standings to kind of know exactly where it's all going to fall. But, you know, to me, they've got two really huge offensive pieces. They got a guy by the name of Dan Bolt, who's been an offensive presence in this league for many, many years, probably one of the better hitters in our league, and, you know, super dangerous where he can change the game with one swing of the bat at any moment. And they've got a big power left-handed arm that they've got on the weekend, which, you know, will be tough matchup for us with some of the left-handed hitters that we have. And, you know, it'll just be a good challenge. I mean, they're a good squad. They're a good team. It's at their ballpark, and it's four games on the weekend. So, you know, anytime you got to play four conference games, it's a battle. And, you know, that's the one thing that, you know, is different this year, is just, you know, trying to stay locked in for such a long weekend. And, you know, it's key to get off to a good start on Friday and kind of get the momentum on your side. But they'll be a good test, just like every single conference opponent we have is going to be good this year. And, you know, I expect it to be another competitive weekend.
Yeah, single game Friday and Sunday, and then the doubleheader on Saturday, all four games up in Peoria there. And not to look too far ahead, but you talk about being at home, Valley Tournament at Itchy Jones Stadium. And when the schedule, you know, comes out and you see that at the bottom of the list, you know, that's got to perk you up a little bit.
Yeah, very exciting. And, you know, we were going to host the tournament last year, which was, you know, that was going to be an awesome experience, especially, you know, me being, you know, here for the first time and being able to have the conference tournament at your home park was pretty neat. And, you know, whenever that got canceled, it was kind of up in the air where it was going to go. And I believe it was actually scheduled to go to Missouri State, but because of some minor league baseball conflicts, they couldn't host the event. So they just gave it right back to us since we missed out on it, which was, you know, which was awesome. You know, I think our team was really looking forward to be able to have that at our home field. And, you know, when you talk about postseason being on the line and an opportunity to get into a regional, if you can win that tournament, you know, I don't think there's anybody in our league that would say they don't want to host that and have that home field advantage. So, you know, I would host that tournament any year that they would allow us to host it. I would love to have that opportunity, and, you know, just for the community, be able to have all the teams coming in and families coming in. And, you know, it's good for everybody. It's good for Carbondale. It's good for the university. And it's definitely good for our team to have that advantage.
That's Saluki baseball coach Lance Rhodes again heading to Bradley this weekend. 24 wins at this point. And Mike Reese posted a graphic earlier on his social media, you know, 24 wins through 30 games. That hasn't been done very often. You know, basically, you got to go back to Abe Martin and Itchy Jones and Joe Lutz to
That's
find a team
good.
That was able to put up 24
in 30. That's some pretty
30.
Good company right there, Coach. You're walking pretty tall right there.
Well, you know, it goes back to our players. And, you know, they've put in a ton of work. You know, they've deserved everything. You know, they do a lot of things Monday through Thursday that go unseen. You know, everybody sees them play Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And, you know, there's a lot of work that goes in that they do, a lot of extra work that they do. And, you know, we're, as coaches, just a small little piece of that puzzle. And, you know, the players deserve, you know, almost all of that recognition. And, you know, it's just they're just a great group to be around. They're a great group to work with, and you know, it's hopefully just the beginning. We still have a ton of work ahead of us. You know, it's going to be a big, you know, finish here on the second half of the season, and we have a lot of high expectations, a lot of high hopes, and you know, this is where we wanted to be at this point, and you know, hopefully we can finish strong as we conclude the second half of the season here coming up.
Well, Coach, you got to promise to come back on with us because this is an exciting story, and we want to see how it ends. A lot of fans getting to follow the action of the baseball Salukis, and good luck this weekend, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Yeah, anytime I can come on, just let me know. I'd love to join anytime.
Good stuff. Thanks again, Coach.